All right, Backroads audience, we have the lovely Tori Ray on the phone with us. Not in studio, unfortunately, but Tori, your musical journey was off to a rockin' start the last time we chatted. What have you been up to since then?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for having me. I'm actually working on wrapping up some songs right now that I'm super excited about, super excited to have everyone here. But hopefully hopping in the studio next month and then hopefully releasing some of that by the end of summer, early fall. Been busy.
I love it. You're coming to my neck of the woods this weekend. There's a big single release party for the gentleman I spoke with yesterday, Brad Sanders from the Stray Sons.
Yeah.
Had a great conversation with him, and he had a lot of great things to say about you as well before we wrapped up the interview. So talk about what's coming up this weekend. You're going to be starting off the night with music?
Yes, we will be at 9 o'clock. We're going to be at the Blockhouse Saturday, May 20th. We're going to be opening up for the Stray Sons, and they are releasing a single, or they did today. And we're going to be celebrating that this weekend, but we're super excited to open for them. Amazing musicians, each of them. So yeah, super excited. It's gonna be a fun night. Y'all come out.
Last time you were in studio, we kind of focused more on the upcoming show that you were playing. This time I'd like to get to know you a little bit better, Tori. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yesterday with Brad, we kind of talked about his humble origins, and he's all about the blue collar southern lifestyle. Talk about your origins a little bit. Where were you born? Where did you grow up? How did you get into music?
Okay. Yeah. I'm actually from Weatherford, Oklahoma. So not too far from you guys. I grew up rodeoing. I grew up in the, you know, country lifestyle. So my music has a lot to do with that. That's kind of the roots of it. But as far as singing goes, I knew I loved to sing from a very young age. That was kind of no question. But as I got older, kind of into my teenage years, started to care a lot too much about what people thought of me. And per usual, I guess that's any teenager. But kind of as I got older, you know, I got wiser and kind of went through some stuff and, you know, came to the realization that God gave me this gift. He gave me this talent and, you know, a dream. And if I didn't at least try to pursue it, I was going to regret it for the rest of my life. So we did it. And I've been doing this professionally for probably the last year and a half. And it's been a humbling experience, I should say. But it's been the most amazing year and a half of my life. So
you know,
definitely worth it.
That's actually surprising to hear you say that it was humbling, because when you walked in here, I mean, I'm not saying this just to say this, but it, I mean, you seemed like the most seasoned musician ever when you walked in here. I mean, I've had a lot of people come into the studio, and you came in with the most confidence. You know you're good, you know, and we do too.
Yeah.
And your band is good too. Talk about your band a little bit.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, we all have different roots for sure. Kind of amazing that we all ended up together, but I started this thing, I guess, back in beginning of 2022 with my lead guitarist, who is out of Weatherford, Joseph Suderman. We kind of looked around for a drummer for a while. We got on Vamper, which is the site to find other musicians, and we found my drummer, Sarah Stubblefield. She is out of Oklahoma City. And then we brought on our bass player. We call him Albuquerque soon after that. So we all have different backgrounds, different sounds. My lead guitarist, he's from a metal background. My drummer, she's pop. And then my bass player, he's kind of, you know, all over the place. He likes jazz, he likes red dirt, everything. So we kind of combined all those sounds, and what we have is, you know, more of a country rock sound right now. So
yeah, I was definitely digging y'all's vibe. We love it here. I mean, you know, the Backroads is kind of a niche show, so your type of music is exactly what we're looking for on this show. So it was a blessing whenever you showed up and rocked us. I mean, that was the hardest song. Let's see, what was it? The cowboy song. Cowboys only love themselves. That's what it. Yes. I'm terrible with names and titles, but I can memorize a whole song. I could probably sing all the lyrics to it, but I love playing that. And not only did you kill it, y'all did it acoustically. You guys have a very rock driven, as you said, sound, and to come in here and just kill it like that, a heavier song acoustically like you did, one of my favorite, probably top five all time Backroads sessions that we've had in studio. So just pat yourself on the back for that. Tori, we'll talk a little bit more about where people can find your new music as it comes out. You say you're getting ready to start on your next album, but first I was wondering if you'd be up to playing a little rapid fire question game with me.
Sure thing.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So it's real simple. Most of these questions are either or. Only a couple of them are beyond either or. And, you know, just say the first thing that comes to your mind and let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
All right, Tori Ray. Are you a summer or winter gal?
Definitely summer. The beach.
Daytime or nighttime?
I'm a night owl.
Okay. Skittles or Starburst?
Definitely Skittles.
Coke or Pepsi?
Let's go with Coke.
beer or liquor?
Definitely liquor.
Nice, nice. Janis Joplin or Dolly Parton?
Gotta go with Dolly, the queen.
You're kind of a mix of both. Anyway.
Yeah, hey, I like them both.
I do too. If you could play any instrument that you don't already play, what would it be?
Probably the drums.
Drums?
Honestly.
Especially if you had a really kick-chick drummer like you do. She's amazing.
Yeah, we get a lot of compliments on her. She's an amazing talent, for sure.
Yes, she's definitely worthy of those compliments. And final question here, Tori. This is the big one. This is our ultimate Backroads personality question. What is your Subway sandwich order?
I like the flatbread steak and cheese. Steak, egg, and cheese.
Oh, wow. You're the first person that said flatbread. Wow.
Yeah. Gotta get that flatbread in there.
That is interesting. I like it. That is our rapid fire gauntlet with Tori Ray. She made it through like a pro. You're just a pro all the time. You come in the studio or on the phone, you're still a pro. So thank you for undergoing the Backroads gauntlet of questions, Tori. Just one more time before we start wrapping up this interview, we'll remind everybody, Blockhouse Sports Bar this Saturday night is where it's going down. 9 p.m. downbeat for Tori Ray. She's going to get the party started. No one better to get the party started than Tori Ray. So get on out there. It's going to be great. They do at the Blockhouse happy hour from open till 6 p.m. 7 days a week. It is just 1 mile north of Barbara Dyson Ford on North Van Buren, so you can go in early and get primed up and ready for that music. Taxi service is available. Go follow them on Facebook. That is tomorrow night, folks, out at the Blockhouse Sports Bar. Tori, where can we go online? Spotify, your Facebook, your Instagram, any of that stuff to find your music and get your updates as they come?
Yeah, we have an Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. It's all under Tori Ray, T-O-R-Y-R-A-E, music. We also have a website, toriray.com, and we're on all the streaming platforms. So Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube, all the things. Please check us out. We'll appreciate it.
Tori, thank you so much for your time. I think it's only appropriate Cowboys Only Love Themselves.
Yeah, of course.
We'll rock it then. Here you go, folks. This is Tori Ray, Cowboys Only Love Themselves. Tori, thank you so much. We look forward to our next visit.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
96.5 KECO. It's the Backroads. Let's get it.